We are live here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Colt 45 is taking on the Seattle Studs in the third game of the weekend series here. Pitching for the 45s tonight is Brett Bovee, number 11, making his season debut. He's out of Academy of the Art University, and he's from Las Vegas, Nevada. 6-foot right-hander. Pitching to Matt Becker, the leadoff hitter and center fielder. That's a ground ball to shortstop. Coming in is Meinhofer, makes the play, and he is safe as he beats it out. That's a infield single there for Becker to lead off the game. Tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay. Rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? So thanks to them for their support of the 45s. One on, nobody out for Alex Hull, the second baseman. He's batting second, as he has all weekend long, for the visiting Seattle Studs. Quick 4 p.m. start time, as this is the getaway game for the visitors. Get a long trip home up I-5 tonight. Bovee pitches, and the first one is in there for a strike on a breaking ball. Hull showed bunt, pulled it back. It's going to be 0-1 here. Bovee gets ready with the 0-1. Already squared around a bunt. It's another breaking ball out in front of the plate. That's going to be a foul ball. So a quick 0-2 here by Bovee. Making his season debut here for the 45s. Still got a couple players trickling in. So we're now in our sixth game, second weekend of the season here. We're going to go all the way through August. 45 games here. They'll all be on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Here's the 0-2 to Hull. Swinging a pop-up. That one is... looks like it's going to be out of play, and it will be down the third baseline. Plenty of seats in the shade here at Tiger Field. That's $5 a ticket all summer long. Seattle Studs wearing their camo uniforms there. It looks like an urban camo. Here's a throw over to first. Bertotti has to leap off the bag to make the play. Runner is back. Studs in those urban camo gray and black tops with white pants. Colt 45s in the all-white uniforms with the gold and black trim. Here's a 1-2 swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and Bovee sets down Hull for out number one. This portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Our thanks to them for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. That's going to bring up Josh Semlicker, the left fielder, batting third. Runner bluffs the steal. That's going to be outside for ball one. Runner on first, one out. 1-0 in the top of the first here. Bovee with a breaking ball that bounces in front of the plate, and it's going to kick away from the catcher. That's going to allow the runner to move up to second base.
We'd like to welcome Foothill to the game, Mark.
So that takes away the double play chance there. And it's now 2-0 to Semlicker. Here's the 2-0 from Bovee. Fastball in there for a strike, and he popped the glove nicely there. Now 2-1. Two and one now here on Semlicker. Runner on second. Here's the pitch. That's a swing and a miss on a fastball down right at the knees. Nice pitch from Bovee. He evens it up 2-2. Yes. Great day for baseball here. Very livable 91 here at game time. First pitch, 4 o'clock. Here's the 2-2 swing and a foul tip. Just barely got a piece of it. Stay alive. And that nicked up the catcher, Alvarez, there pretty good. Jonathan Alvarez catching again tonight. Had the night off last night. Zach Trueblood was in the squad. And they're going to give him a second here. Manager Greg Catteray comes over to check on him. Looks like he might have gotten right on the left shoulder there, perhaps. Perhaps between where the joints on the chest protector are, or even on the arm itself. So, professional courtesy by the umpire. He steps out to wipe off the plate a little bit. Give him a minute. Alvarez is tough. He's going to stay in there. No fun taking those foul balls off the chest protector. Catching not for the faint of heart. We'll keep it 2-2. One out here. Bovee looking for a strikeout. Runner on second. Is Becker. He's singled. On a slow roller to short to lead off the game. Here's a 2-2. That ball is down in the dirt. It's going to get away from Alvarez. And Becker's going to move up to third. So Semeliker came up with a runner on first and one out. Now there's a runner on third with one out. As the 45s donate 2 free bases here in the top of the first. Count will be full after that ball in the dirt. It's a snow cone kind of day, and we're seeing quite a few of them here around the park. I have to get one myself here in an inning or two. Here's the full count pitch. Swing and a line drive right back to the pitcher. It's actually a one-hopper. It looked like he almost golfed that one out of that dirt, but did end up being a one-hopper. Bovee makes the easy throw to first to Bertotti covering. And there's two outs. Runner has to hold at third. Nice play there. Score that put out 1-3 on Semeliker. And now batting with two outs and a runner on third and a scoreless tie here in the top of the first is Quinn Ross in the first baseman. Had an RBI single last night in a 3-for-4 performance. It was a thorn in the 45 side all night long. Seattle pulled that game out last night 3-2. In a well-pitched, well-defended ball game for the most part. Tough luck loss there for the 45s. After our first pitch ball, that one's on the outside corner now, 1-1. So Becker on third, Rawson at the plate. One ball, one strike. Bovee fires, and that one is below the zone. Now 2-1. Very close there. It's going to go to 3-1 here. Your defense for the 45s. Noah Ferguson at second base. Bertotti at first. Here's the 3-1. That ball is very high and a walk to Rawson there. Runners on the corners now with two outs. That'll bring up Nate Backus, the DH. Finishing up your infield defense, Mickey Meinhofer at shortstop. Playing third base tonight is Austin LeBoux out of Cottonwood. As we already mentioned, Alvarez in the squad catching Brett Bovee. Your outfield, Porter in left, Williams in center, Heath in right. And here's the first pitch. That one's in there for a strike. Two Backus, 0-1. Rather 1-1 here. Lee trying to pitch out of a jam here. Runners at the corners. That's a chopper to second. And Ferguson has it go right under his glove. That's going to score a run. Now runners on first and second. Probably going to call that an E4. As he's looking at his glove like it betrayed him. So Becker comes around to score on the play. Rawson up to second. Backus reaches. That's going to bring up Kyle Bowe. Playing third base tonight. Had an absolutely amazing catch in the game night before last in left field. So some defensive versatility here by the studs. Now third baseman. Two outs. Runners on first and second. Bovee fires that one. Is a little bit low and outside for ball one. Fans still trickling in here on an early 4 o'clock start, our only 4 o'clock game all season long. You can get the whole schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Swinging a line drive down the right field line off the facing of the dugout. The Seattle Studs had to duck down there a little bit. 1-1 here on Bo. Six men to bat in the inning. One run across for Seattle. This is a 1-1. Line drive, and that is into right field. A base hit. Not very well hit, but Heath comes up throwing. Runner at second. Rawson didn't really take a very aggressive turn around third. Might have had a chance to score on that. He was going full speed. Heath came up throwing, though, and we'll have bases loaded after the single by Bo. That'll bring up Mitch Vito. He's playing left field. He actually pitched the opener on Friday night for the Seattle Studs.
Brandon, where are you going, buddy?
Went 7 1/3 and had a no decision as the 45s came back and tied the game in the bottom of the ninth. Off of the bullpen. First pitch is the ball, now 1-0. Bases loaded, two outs, top of the first here. That's a chopped foul down the first base line. Now 1-1. On deck is catcher Garrett Breda. He's caught all three games of the series here. And Jacob Prater, shortstop, would bat should it get that far. Here's the 1-1 from Bo V in their fourth strike, and actually called third strike. So. Scoreboard hangs after dry wins. Once again, that'll be the third out of the inning here. We're headed to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Homeless Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Skeet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we welcome you back here, bottom of the first at Tiger Field. Colt 45 is taking on the visiting Seattle Studs here on an early 4 p.m. start for us here on Sunday, June the 5th. 45's coming up to the bottom of the first, down 1-0. And the lineup looks like this. Leading off and playing second base is Noah Ferguson. Batting second and DHing tonight is Jeff Ahern. Batting third in right field is Hunter Heath. Ryan Williams, who homered last night, will bat cleanup and play center field. DJ Porter back at left field after playing first base last night. Having a nice night at the plate. He'll bat fifth. Jared Bertotti, switch hitting first baseman, bats sixth. Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher out of Venezuela, will be batting seventh. Austin LeBoux out of Cottonwood playing third base and batting eighth. And Mickey Meinhofer, the shortstop, will bat ninth. Brett Bovee, your pitcher for the 45s tonight. Ferguson will come up here. So Ferguson will step in here for your hometown 45s against Seth Hale, starting pitcher for the Seattle Studs. And the first pitch is in there for a strike. I'll remind you that this portion of the game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Ball is in there for strike two. Quick 0-2 on Ferguson. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Grab some buds. To support Cool 45's baseball here on the radio on KCNR 1460. Here's the 0-2 to Ferguson. And a breaking ball. He takes it, but it's ball 1-2. Ferguson fouls that one back to the screen. Ferguson, a local product out of Redding, California, plays at Butte College. He's been at second base, along with Ryan Torres Torioka. And leading off, every game has had one of those two men leading off for the 45s. Here's the 1-2. That's a breaking ball that doesn't break up high. 2-2. And the 2-2 to Ferguson here. Swinging a ground ball to short. Takes it on the big hop. Here's the throw, and he is retired for the first out of the inning. One down. I'll bring up Jeff Ahern. He's your DH tonight. He relieved last night through 3 1/3 scoreless.
Your DH today, number 24, Jeffrey.
Homer Anderson come now playing down at Cal State Monterey Bay. In there with one out, nobody on. First pitch is the ball. Here's the 1-0. Swing and fouled straight back. Good cut by Ahern. Heath to follow. Williams, should it get that far? Here's the 1-1. In there for a strike now, 1-2. And that ball is down low now, 2-2. Nice take there by Ahern. And he pops that one out of play behind third base. Into South City Park here. Down remains 2-2, one out, nobody on. Jeff Ahern and her reach gets something started for the 45s. They're down 1-0, and that's a ball now, 3-2. Catcher came out of the squat like he was ready to fire it down to third on a called third strike, but the umpire does not oblige him. We'll go full. And a fastball is fouled away by Ahern once again. Good battle here, second hitter of the game. And another 3-2 pitch here. That's a ground ball down third baseline. It takes a weird hop and bounces up on him, and he's going to beat it out. Didn't field that one cleanly. It was well hit down the third baseline. He bobbled it a little bit, came up throwing, but Ahern beats it out, so that's a single. That'll bring up Hunter Heath, your right fielder. So Heath steps in with one on and one out. Left-handed batter out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. That ball is down low, 1-0. Still some seats in the shade down here at Tiger Field. It's only going to become more so as the sun goes down this afternoon. Come on out, $5 the ticket. That's $5 you'll spend all summer long. Here's the 1-0 to Heath. That ball is chopped foul. One ball, one strike, one out to Hunter Heath. Made his 45's debut and had an RBI single on Friday night. Hitting cleanup, hit second last night, hitting third tonight. So getting plenty of opportunities here in his first weekend with the 45s. Check swing, they're going to call down to the umpire, and he says no. So 2-1 here now. On deck, Ryan Williams. He hit an absolute line shot home run last night to light up this crowd in the fourth inning and cut the lead to 2-1. 45 is eventually tied in the bottom of the eighth before losing in the ninth. Runner goes. Double clutch by the catcher, and he throws him out anyway. Not a great jump out there by Ahern, and he is cut down stealing by Garrett Breda. 45s have had a tough time getting the running game going. A few caught stealings this weekend, as offense has been hard to come by for both teams after the opener. 8-6 Seattle on Friday, just a 3-2 game last night. 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. That's a called strike now. It's 3-2 on Heath with nobody on. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asking you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy your summer here and grab some buds. It's ground ball to shortstop hit by Heath. Here's the throw, and he is retired. So a 1-2-3 roundabout fashion inning for the 45s. We'll head to the top of the second here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Tiger Field in the top of the second, Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460. Calling all 45 Colt 45's baseball games for you all summer long. You can get the whole full schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. And you can listen to all of them here on 1460 and streaming online all around the world. Leading off is Garrett Breda, the catcher. Showed off his arm in the top half of the inning, cutting down a runner trying to steal. First pitch is the ball. That one is chopped to shortstop. Meinhofer comes up firing, and easy play. The one down here. Tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Enjoy your summer. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Grab some buds. Budweiser, of course, switching the name of their beer to America for the duration of the summer.
Some new designs on the cans out there. Here's a breaking ball to Brader. That's ball one. So a 6-3 put out by Brader to lead off the inning. And the shortstop Brader for Seattle steps in here. Alvarez. And that one glanced off his glove. It's 1-0. Starting pitcher Brett Bovee out of Las Vegas, Nevada. One of two Las Vegas natives we have on this team. Got to see J.J. Hancock out of Washington State in left field last night. Here's the 2-0. That ball is grounded up the middle, and it's going to find its way through. Seeing eye single there for Jacob Prater. And that's a one-out single. We'll head to the top of the lineup. Here's Matt Becker. He singled and scored the lone run of the ball game. Had an infield hit deep in the hole at short and beat it out. And then advanced to second and later third base when Tosh Semlicker, the number three hitter and left fielder for the Studs, was at the plate. Scored on an error later in that inning. 1-0 here. Breaking ball doesn't break. 1-0. Prater batting left-handed against the right-handed Bovee. Or pardon me, Becker. Becker was on base four times on Friday night. 45s kept him in check last night. But to no avail as they dropped that one 3-2 in the ninth. That one's fouled away now, 2-1 on Becker. Bovee wearing number 11, standing 6 foot even, 175-pounder. He's out of Academy of Art University. One of two players we have from there as well. Here's the 2-1 after the foul ball. That's called strike. Alvarez frames it nicely on the outside corner, 2-2. One out and one on for the visiting Seattle Studs. 1-0 lead over your hometown 45s. And here's the 2-2. That ball is chopped deep in the hole at short. Meinhofer turns and tosses to Ferguson at second base. Nice put out. That'll be a fielder's choice. Score that put out 6-4. So Prater is erased. Becker replaces him at first now with two down. And Alex Hull, who struck out in the first inning in his first at bat. And Becker looks like he might have come up a little gippy on that, beating that one out. No, he's not sure what the issue is out there, but he's talking to a teammate now getting, I think he's getting something to drink. I don't know. Perhaps these Seattle natives not quite used to the Redding heat here. He's getting some fluids out there, I think. I can recall over 20 years ago when one of my sisters moved up to Seattle. We went up there to help her put together their house that they just bought. They bought a fixer-upper, and I remember hearing on the radio they said, heat wave, make sure you don't go out in the middle of the day. Make sure you stay very hydrated. High today of 91. I said, that's a balmy May day in Redding. Ooh, and a hit batsman now as Hull leans right into it. Didn't really try to get out of the way, just kind of turned. But they're going to give him the base. We saw in the first series against the Rally Factory Rockhounds last weekend, a batter being told to get right back in the box as he didn't try to get out of the way. But a call you don't see very often. Usually the batter gets the benefit of the doubt that he didn't have the reaction time. But a hit by pitch nonetheless. Hull reaches. That'll bring up Semlicker with a runner now on first and second. And two down. That's a fastball down below the knees for a ball. College Summer League Baseball here at Tiger Field all summer long. Full schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Legit prospects here. They're all throwing 90 or so. Or more. We had the gun was clocked as high as 96 last night. Players from all over the United States coming around to play for the hometown 45s here. Got him from Hawaii all the way to the East Coast. That's a line drive to right field. It's going to get down. Heath takes it on a bounce. Runner's going to come home. We've got a play at the plate. Alvarez has got it, and he is meat at the plate. Becker out by a good 10 feet. So Hunter Heath comes up with the outfield assist. Score that one 9-2 on the outfield assist. Welcome to the 45's Hunter Heath. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the second here on Colt 45's Baseball on 1460.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore here at Tiger Field, bottom of the second here. Reading Colt 45's down 1-0. Heart of the lineup, 4-5-6 coming up. Leading off will be Ryan Williams, your center fielder. And he brought his bat with him so far as this season is in 5 games. He's got 2 home runs already, including one last night. Williams out of California Baptist University. Just finished up his sophomore year there, 6'2 center fielder. And it looks like we've got an issue with the center fielder here. As we mentioned last inning, Matt Becker was on first base and had to take some fluids. I think there might be something of an illness issue here. We're going to have a sub. He was thrown out at the plate by Hunter Heath, who threw an absolute seed on one bounce to Alvarez at the plate, who tagged out Becker trying to score on a single. And that's going to be the end of the day for Becker as he's coming off slowly. Certainly wish him the best. No fun when you don't feel well, and especially when you're in mid-afternoon June Redding heat. Looks like we're going to have one of the corner outfielders probably move to center and have a new either right or left fielder. We'll get you that info as it's made available. We're here in the bottom of the first. Ryan Williams getting ready to step in against Seth Hale. Tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. So Semlicher will move over from right to center. And we'll have a new right fielder. Here's the pitch very high to Williams. Here's the 1-0 to Williams. He swings very hard. Fouls it back. We'll say this about Ryan Williams. He does not get cheated when he decides to swing. And as we've seen, when he squares it up, usually goes a very long way. 1-1 pitch here from Hale. Very high again. It's been all fastballs here thus far to Williams. Cody Aiden is your new right fielder. Coming in for Becker. Swing and a miss on a fastball up around the shoulders. Now 2-2. 2-2 now to Williams. Pitcher winds and fires, and that one is fouled back again. Been all fastballs here. 2-2, he's got him set up for a breaking ball if he wants to try and breaking ball, change up, any number of ways he can go here. 2-2, got a pitch to play with. Williams crowding the plate there. That ball is chopped down the first baseline. It's going to break foul here. Barely got a piece of that one. We'll keep it 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, bottom of the second here. Ryan Williams leading off for the 45s. Here's the 2-2. Swing and fouled off his foot. We're going to call that a foul ball. It ends up in fair territory, but Williams did not run. Either off his shin or his foot. Looks none the worse for wear. Williams last night, 1-for-3 with a home run, also hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. Did not start the game Friday night, but did pinch hit, went 0-for-1 in that game. And it looks like we're having a conversation between the studs manager and the home plate umpire. And now Cataray is going to come out and make sure we've all got our I's dotted and our T's crossed. Assuming it's a straight substitution there for Aiden. In for Becker. He moves to right, moves Semlicher over to center. Not sure what the confusion might be here. And it looks like we've got the administration done. We'll get ready to fling it and swing it here in just another second. Here's the 2-2 to Williams. Pitcher winds and fires. That ball is down low. It'll go full. And the 3-2, he lines that ball, hit hard to short, and it's past the shortstop here, Prater. That's a clean single to left field. So the leadoff hitter, Williams, is on. That'll bring up D.J. Porter. Porter had a nice game last night, 2-for-4. With two singles in the five hole, he played first base last night, been in left field every other game thus far. And he pops that one up. Foul down the right field line. It's going to be a tough play for anybody to get to it, and they will not. Right fielder gave chase, but way too far off the line for anybody to make a play there. That's a strike. 0-1. We've seen Porter take quite a few good at-bats here. Get deep into the count, and he usually puts a good swing on it and gets line drive contact. Here's the 0-1 to him. And he pops that one in almost the exact same spot. A little closer to the line. Nobody's going to get that one either, though, as it's also foul down the right field line. Quick 0-2 on Porter here. DJ Porter also out of California Baptist University. And here's the 0-2. Williams with a good lean toward second. Not going. Porter takes high, 1-2. Jared Bertotti on deck, the switch-hitting first baseman, and Simpson Redhawk out of Medford, Oregon. Lone Simpson player this year, playing for his college manager, Greg Cataray. He's also managing the 45s here. Pitching coach for the 45s is Barrick Fasking. That ball is out of the strike zone now, 2-2. Winds and fires. That ball is lined to short, and he makes the play. Williams is doubled off at first base. A very close play. Bang, bang. Line drive and a quick throw back to first base, and Williams is doubled off. Crowd doesn't like it here. We'll call that a 6-3 line-out double play. So tough break there for the 45s. They have the leadoff hitter on, but he is erased. Had another 6 inches higher, and that's a single to the left. So Porter continuing to be a line drive machine, but that was an Adam ball. Hit it right at him. Here's Bertotti. Swing and a miss by the 6'3 first baseman. We saw him put a charge into one a few nights ago. No balls, one strike, two out here in the bottom of the second. That ball is fouled back. A quick 0-2 now on Bertotti. Alvarez on deck should he reach. We've got some little leaguers here today enjoying the game. That's a line drive, and it's going to be right at the shortstop again. So that's another 6-3 line drive put out. That'll end the inning here. Headed to the top of the third. 1-0 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here at the top of the third here at Tiger Field. 45's down 1-0 to the visiting Seattle Studs as Brett Bovee gets ready to start his third inning of work. Making his Colt 45's debut on the season. First pitch is down low for a ball. That's to Quinn Ross in the first baseman. That's a softly hit ball down the first baseline. Bertotti's going to go down to a knee to take it and just tag the base there. So nice two-pitch out to get Rawson, who's been a thorn in the 45 side all game long, had three hits last night. But he's a quick 0-for-1 tonight. Drew a walk in the first, but one unassisted put out there. That'll bring up Nate Backus, the DH. First pitch is a breaking ball that doesn't break, 1-0. Backus 1-for-2 last night with a walk and a hit by pitch. On base three times. That's a strike now, 1-1. He's your DH tonight. On deck, Kyle Bowe. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Now 2-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy your summer and grab some buds. Now 3-1. To the leadoff hitter, or rather the second batter here, Backus, with one out. That ball is down in the dirt to an easy take and a ball. So he walks Backus, runner on first now with one out. That'll bring up Bo. Bo with a sack bunt, 1-for-3 last night. RBI single in the ninth ended up being the game winner for the Studs. As his perseverance paid off, he had a sack bunt and hit into a double play and a flyout before getting that one big hit. Breaking ball, and that one is a little bit high for ball one. OV having a hard time getting on top of that curveball here early going. Had good command of the fastball. Here's the 1-0. And he fires a fastball in there. 4-strike, 1-1. Six-foot right-hander out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Gave up one run in the first, scoreless inning in the second. That's a ground ball down the third baseline. It's a foul ball. Very close. But kicked foul just short of the bag. It had grass going towards the base and kind of jumped off the lip of the grass there. It's a strike, 1-2 with one out. So a break for the 45s. Back us all the way back to first now. Bovee looking in, gets the sign from Alvarez, now comes set, and he's going to step off here. And they're lined up and ready to go now. Comes to the waist, here's the 1-2. That's fouled out of play down the right field line into the parking lot. In the shadow of the Reading Library here at Tiger Field near South City Park. Bringing you Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR 1460 all summer long. You get the full schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Here's the 1-2. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-2. Bertotti holding the runner at first. Big hole on the right side for Bo. He singled in his first at-bat. Here's the 2-2. That ball is down as well. 3-2. Rawson grounded out first to start the inning. And Backus drew a walk on 3-1 pitch. Bo now here has a full count. And that ball is low as well. That'll be a walk. So first and second now after two straight walks. That'll bring up Mitch Vito, who was the starter on Friday night, playing left field tonight. Mitch Vito, pardon me. There's a breaking ball, and he gets that one over for a strike, 0-1. Ferguson shading towards second base to try and keep the runner honest, also keep the double play in order. Meinhofer slightly towards second as well at the shortstop position. Here's the 0-1. Another breaking ball, and now he leaned into that one, and the umpire is not having it. And that's a good call, because that pitch wasn't very far off the plate inside, and he honestly kind of put his knee down into it. So for the second time in a few games here, we've seen a hitter kind of try to lean into one and take it for the team, and the umpire says, keep it right here. Going to be 1-1 now. Smile on the face of Vito is, I guess that's the baseball equivalent of a basketball flop. Trying to take a charge there, but did not get the call. It's 1-1. Forgive me, I'm in Golden State Warriors mode still. They'll be taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers in game two tonight in Oakland. Of course, they won that first game by 15 points, despite a subpar game by the Splash Brothers. The rest of the team picked up the slack. Looking forward to that one tonight. 2-1 pitch here from Bovee. That's a chopper to second base. Ferguson tags second, and that's a double play. 4-3 double play. Nicely done by Noah Ferguson. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the third here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Leading off this inning will be Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher. Had the night off last night as True Blood did the duties. Want to update you on some NorCal sports here. Of course, the San Jose Sharks won Game 3 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals last night in overtime. They cut the lead now to 2-1. Game 4 will be tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Also at the Shark Tank. Some truly astonishing ticket scalping prices going for that first ever Stanley Cup Finals game in San Jose last night. Upwards of over $1,000 for not great seats. But it's a historical event, so we are definitely pulling for our Sharks here in their first ever trip to the Stanley Cup Finals again, game four, I should say, tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Check your local listings. Alvarez steps in here against Seth Hale. Forty-fives have had two base runners already, but they've both been erased by either caught stealing or double play, so Hale has faced the minimum six batters through two innings. Alvarez, the number seven hitter, leading off here. And the first pitch is in there for a strike. Alvarez, of course, one of two players out of Venezuela, both from Harris Stowe State University in Indiana. And a quick breaking ball over the plate there for a strike. It's now 0-2. Andres Albujas also on the 45s this year, but not in the lineup tonight. That ball is high, 1-2. And he lines a hard ground ball. The left field dug that one out of the dirt as it was below the knees. But he hit it right between that shortstop third base hole and a solid single by Alvarez to lead off the inning. 45s are in business here. That'll bring up Austin Labou. East Central University out of Cottonwood, California is Labou. Hometown of Cottonwood, I should say. So Alvarez at first with nobody out. We'll see if they've got the bun on. No, Labou is swinging away, and he fouls it back to the screen. Quick 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Grab some buds and have a great summer. So our thanks to Foothill Distributing and Budweiser for their support of Reading Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. 0-1 to Labou. And Hale throws a breaking ball, and it's a ball. 1-1 here. Labou taking a look down the third baseline. Meinhofer on deck to follow. Here's the 1-1 to Labou. And it's down in the dirt now, 2-1. Two balls, one strike on Labou. Alvarez on first after a leadoff single. Seth Hales, Seattle starter, comes set at the belt, kicks and fires. That ball is very high up in his eyes. Easy take for Labou. It's now 3-1. Big hole on the right side as Alvarez is being held on at first by Rawson. Labou with a 3-1 count. Here comes Hale with the pitch. That ball is lined deep to left field, but he's going to have a beat on it. He's going to make a catch about a step in front of the track. So that's a long out. Labou put a charge into it. But well-positioned defensively were the studs, and that'll be a long out. One down here. That'll bring up your number 9, hitter Mickey Meinhofer, playing shortstop. We've been impressed thus far with his footwork and his hands out there at shortstop. Hit leadoff last night, hitting in the 9-hole tonight out of Regis University, hometown of El Dorado Hills, California. Alvarez still on first. Here's the first pitch to Meinhofer. It's in there for a strike. Oakland A's dropped another game to the Astros, 5-2, as they got swept this weekend. Tough weekend for Oakland. Here's the 0-1 to Meinhofer up in his eyes, now 1-1. Giants play a little later on tonight. One and one, one out here to Meinhofer. Alvarez on first. Not much of a threat to steal. That ball's down in the dirt, and it kicks away back to the backstop. Alvarez going to move up to second. That's a free 90 feet for the 45s. Also takes away the double play, so. A break there for Redding. Noah Ferguson on deck to follow. As Meinhofer bats now with a runner in scoring position and one out. He's ahead in the count 2-1. Can hear that snow cone machine running behind me. Perfect day for it. Ooh, Meinhofer tips it straight back to the screen on a good pitch to hit there. A lot of strike zone on that one. So we'll go 2-2. Still only one out here. All kinds of fun stuff between innings for the kids. Got the dizzy bat race, the water pitcher race, the a lot of contests and fun stuff. Here's the 2-2 to Meinhofer. That ball is grounded to short. Alvarez is going to make the break to third. Throw is down in the dirt. It's going to roll into the dugout. And that will result in a run scored as Alvarez will go ahead and jog home. Throw was down in the dirt. Rawson unable to pick it out of the dirt. It rolls into the Seattle dugout. So Meinhofer reaches, goes to second on the throwing error. That'll bring up Ferguson. And we've got a tied ball game here. 45's tied up in the bottom of the third. As Alvarez comes around to score, and we'll turn it over to the top of the lineup for Ferguson. Ferguson, one of our hometown Reading players here. He's at Butte College. Just finished his freshman year up there. He flies one to left. Lazy fly ball, can of corn. Vito barely has to move, and he hauls it in, so that's a quick out there. Fly out, 7 unassisted. And we'll have 2 down. Meinhofer on second. That'll bring up Jeff Ahern, the DH and former Anderson Cub. Your lone carryover 45 from last year. He's your DH tonight. He was the starting pitcher in one of the games against the Rally Factory Rockhounds. Pitched 3 1/3 scoreless innings in relief last night of Will Moore out of Taft, California, who started the game. Two outs, runner on second. Here's the pitch to Ahern, and he watches one in there for a strike.
Come on now.
Seattle starter Hale's been aggressive in the strike zone early in the count, getting a lot of first pitch strikes. 45s have been behind in the count, quite a few at bats thus far, first time through the lineup. Ahern chops it to third. That's going to be a tough play, and he's not going to be able to handle it. Meinhofer scurries into third base there. As a tough play, it was right down the line. Don't know if he would have had a play on him, even if he fielded it cleanly, as it would have been a long throw, but Ahern's going to beat it out. We'll have runners on the corners now with two outs, and that'll bring up Hunter Heath. Hometown score, we'll give him a single there. Meinhofer to third. Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma, up in a prime RBI spot here. Runners on first and third, two down. And he watches that one go below the zone. Good take, 1-0. Your starting right fielder tonight, he's already got an outfield assist. As he threw out a runner trying to score in the second inning to end the inning. On an absolute seed, one hopper from right field. He's heading to count 1-0. Here's the pitch from Hale. That ball is just a bit inside. Ball two. Catcher framed it for him as if to give the umpire an opportunity to change his mind, but he does not. It's still a ball 2-0. Left-handed hitting Hunter Heath up 2-0, looking for something to get put a charge into here. That ball is lined right at the first baseman, Ross, in an absolute seed. He catches it in self-defense, and that'll be the third out of the inning. So two runners left on, but the 45s push across a run to tie the ballgame. We'll head to the top of the fourth, 1-1 here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the fourth here from Tiger Field. Your hometown Reading Colt 45's tie up the game in the bottom of the third. It's a 1-1 tie as Brett Bovee gets ready to start his fourth inning of work. 6-foot right-hander out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Gave up one in the first, but he's thrown two scoreless in the second and third. And that's where it stands. Leading off is going to be the catcher, Garrett Breda. Grounded out to short his first time in the second inning. 0-for-1. Alvarez behind the plate scored that run for the 45s in the bottom of the third. After leading off the inning with a single. First pitch is in there with a strike. Fastball at the knees. Nice pitch from Bovee. 0-1 now. And that ball misses, now 1-1. Crowd wondering where it missed. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. breaking ball in there for striking out one and two. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy your summer and grab some buds. One and two to Breda, the Seattle catcher, hitting in the eight hole tonight. And just a bit low now, two and two. On deck is Prater, shortstop, and Cody Aiden, who came in for center fielder Matt Becker. Getting ready to take his first at bat in the hole. That ball is inside now, three and two. Our lone 4 p.m. game this afternoon on the summer. That's a ground ball. The shortstop not hit very hard. Meinhoffer's going to charge it, come up, throwing, and he is out. Nice play by Mickey Meinhoffer. Making it look easy out there. That'll be the first out of the inning. And his counterpart at shortstop for Seattle, Jacob Prater, is going to come up. Quick scheduling note on this week. We've got Wednesday baseball. Wednesday through Sunday, got five games in a row. We're going to face the Novato Knicks Wednesday and Thursday. Those are 7 p.m. start times, and then we're going to face the Santa Rosa Rosebuds on Friday and Saturday. And a Sunday game against the Reading Tigers next Sunday, a week from tonight. So looking forward to that. 45's Tigers games, always a fun, raucous affair. He's up a quick 0-2 here on Prater. Fastball, breaking ball. Nice combo from Bovee. There's a breaking ball, and that ball is chopped to third. It absolutely eats him up, but he comes up throwing his Labou, and he got him. Nice play. Tough hop for Labou out of Cottonwood, California. But he picked it clean and threw it hard across the base. Got him at first. So two down now after two nice defensive plays on the left side of the infield for the 45s. That'll bring up Cody Aiden, as I mentioned, came in for Matt Becker, dealing with some health issues out there in center field. He's now playing right field as Semlicher has moved from right to center for the visiting Seattle Studs. First pitch is the ball. Here's the second one from Bovee, the 1-0. That's in there for a strike now, 1-1. Alex Hull, the second baseman, who struck out and been hit by a pitch in his first two appearances. Takes that one now, 2-1. You can get the full schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. That ball up high now, 3-1. Most games at 7 p.m. start time. Sundays, we got a lot of 6 p.m. start times. 40 out of our 45 games here will be at Reading's Tiger Field. Called strike now, 3-2. Nice pitch by Bovee there. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on here in the bottom of the fourth. Bovee looking to set down the studs in the top half. And that's a walk as Aiden will reach. That'll bring up Hull here. Walked and hit by a pitch in the first and second innings, respectively. This is his third plate appearance. Rather, sorry, struck out and was hit by a pitch in his first two. Plate appearances there. Two outs, one on. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch from Bovee. And he comes set to the belt. Here's the 0-1. Whoa. Tapped foul behind the plate. Quick 0-2 on Hull. So after falling behind 3-1 on Aiden and losing him on the walk, he's up a quick 0-2 here on Hull. Already struck him out once in the first inning. Here's the 0-2 to Hull. Very high on the fastball. I tried to add a little bit of velocity there. It's ball one. All kinds of good stuff here at the ballpark. Plenty of cold stuff for a day like today. Here's a breaking ball that doesn't break. Now 2-2. That one very high. A reminder, you can get all your Reading Colt 45s updates. Hit them up on Twitter, at Reading Colt 45s. Here's the 2-2. That ball breaks down below the strike zone. Nice take by Holes. That was a pitcher's pitch, trying to get him to chase. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner will get a head start on first base. He goes, and that ball is flied to right. Heath takes a couple steps back. He's underneath it, should make the play, and he does. That'll end the inning. We're heading to the bottom of the fourth. 1-1 tie here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 calling Reading Colt 45's Baseball for you. It's a 1-1 tie visiting Seattle Studs against your hometown Reading Colt 45's. Starting the inning for his fourth inning of work is going to be Seth Hale, starter for the Studs. 3-2 scoreless, but the 45s broke through with a run last inning to tie the game. Williams is going to lead off the inning. He singled in the fourth and was stranded. One for three with a homer last night. He's got two home runs on the season. He'll lead off this inning just as he did the second. Swing and a miss on one up at the numbers. Strike one. On deck, DJ Porter and Bertotti to follow. For Greg Catteray's Reading Colt 45s, here's the 0-1. That ball is a breaking ball, just a bit high for ball one. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing. And this portion of the game brought to you by Budweiser. Here's a called strike now, 1-2 on Williams. He didn't like it, and I don't really blame him. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy some buds. Enjoy your summer. That ball is chopped to third base. Big hop, and he will be thrown out. So Williams is retired 5-3 on the putout. Got to bring up Porter. Our thanks to Foothill Distributing for supporting Reading Colt 45's Baseball on the radio here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Porter had a rough, tough luck double play as he lined out to shortstop, and Williams was doubled off first in the second. Breaking ball outside for ball one. Great day for baseball here in Reading. We're in the low 90s, but lots of seats in the shade here. That ball's fouled out of play behind the backstop now, 1-1 on Porter. Just $5 a ticket all season long. You can get the whole schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. This is game 6 of 45, only 5 away games. So we've got a whole bunch of them here at Reading Colt 45's Tiger Field, including 5 in a row from Wednesday through Sunday this week. We Make sure to listen to the NorCal Sports Hour Tuesday night on KCNR 1460. And then we've got a game every night till next Monday. That's a chopper up the middle. Going to be a tough play. He comes up, he barehands it, and he's not going to make unable to come up with it cleanly. I think Porter was going to beat it out anyway as he was hustling down the line. That'll be an infield single for DJ Porter as he continues to reach base at a pretty healthy clip. Jared Bertotti out of Medford, Oregon. Just a quick John up the I-5. Plays his college ball here at Simpson University. Switch hitting first baseman with one on and one out. That ball is low for ball one. Watches it below the knees. Big hole to shoot out on the right side as the runner's being held on at first by Rawson. Hale comes set, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss on a nice changeup there. Bertotti way out in front on his front foot, looking for a fastball. One and one now with one out. And the pitch, that ball's down low now, 2-1.
I'm just seeing the ball. Comes out of nowhere. There's nobody out there.
2-1 here on Bertotti. Porter on first with a modest lead. That ball is grounded down third baseline. Foul. Now 2-2. Two-two, one out, runner on first for the 45s, and a 1-1 tied ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. And Bertotti puts a charge into a deep to right field. That ball is going to hit the fence on one bounce. Porter headed around to third, Bertotti into second with a stand-up double. And the crowd letting him hear it here. Runners on second and third now with two out on a solid double by Jared Bertotti. So some solid contact here. Only thing that kept that one from getting out of here was a little topspin. And that'll bring up Alvarez. He singled and scored last inning for the 45 sole run, but they're threatening here, meeting at the mound. Just among the first baseman, shortstop, and rather shortstop, first base, shortstop, pitcher, and catcher. Umpire comes out to break it up. So Alvarez with a prime RBI spot here, second and third, one out. This is one for one. Jonathan Alvarez out of La Charia, Venezuela, by way of Harris Stowe State University in Indiana. First pitch to Alvarez. He's down in the dirt. Nice block by Breda. Keep it in front of him. 1-0. Labou on deck. Meinhofer to follow. First and third baseman playing even with the bag to try and knock down anything hit well. Shortstop and second baseman also playing slightly in. Alvarez watches a breaking ball over for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Runners on second and third. In a tied 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher, already has a hit and a run scored tonight. He'd like nothing more than to help the 45s put up a crooked number here. Here's the 1-1, and he puts a charge into it. It's hit very high to center. This should score the run, making the play. And here comes the throw, and it's going to be way up the line at third. Porter scores easily. That's an RBI sack fly for Jonathan Alvarez, and it's 2-1. 45s take the lead here with two down now and runner on second. Bertotti unable to advance on that one. And Labou, who put one about one step off the warning track in left field, last at bat, has an RBI chance here with the runner on second, two down. Hale fires down below the strike zone. Ball one. 2-1, 45s here in the bottom of the fourth. Just a little before 5:30 on Sunday evening. Gage says an even 100, but I'm in the shade, so I'll have to take its word for it. Plenty of shaded seats here left at Tiger Field. That ball is inside, and no, yes, he did hit him. That got LeBou on the shoulder. So LeBou's going to take a hit by pitch. Runners on first and second now with two outs. That'll bring up the nine-hitter, Meinhofer. Reached on an error. Last inning on the play that scored Alvarez to open the scoring for the 45s. And he'll have an opportunity here to add an insurance run. A lot of pitches this inning for the starter, Seth Hale. He cruised through the first two. Gave up a run last inning. One already across for the 45s here with one more out to play with. Ferguson on deck should it get that far. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Meinhofer. Breaking ball, and he foul tips it back into the glove. Quick snap throw down to second base to try and pick Bertotti off, but he slides back in there, had a big secondary lead. And a snap throw by Breda, but not in time. Quick 0-2 here on Meinhofer. Two down, runners on first and second in the bottom of the fifth, bottom of the fourth, pardon me. Hale comes set, kicks and fires. That ball is fouled out of play once again by Meinhofer. Plenty of opportunities for souvenirs here today. So we've had quite a few balls sent to the parking lot. Count stays 0-2. Another 0-2 to Meinhofer here. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the top of the fifth here. Colt 45s take the lead. It's 2-1 on KCNR 1460.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field, top of the fifth. 45s take the lead in the bottom of the fourth. Now 2-1, Redding. We've got a new pitcher in relief of Brett Bovee. We'll close the book on him. Four innings pitched, just one run. So a good first start there for Bovee. But the pitch count, obviously not to Greg Catteray's liking. First outing here of the season, not unusual to see. A quicker hook. Clay Worthen's going to be your new pitcher.
Baker.
Yes.
We're the number 45, a good-sized right-hander out of Sacramento City College. And Tosh Semlicker, the center fielder now, started in left, moved to center after the substitution for Matt Becker. Quickly down 0-1 here on a swing and a miss.
Now, fans, this is what we call the frozen fifth here in Springfield. 45, Olsen, and Florence, and their house, all select ice cream products being $1 off.
And we've got a meeting at the mound now between Alvarez and Worthen, trying to get on the same page. .45's up 2-1 here in the top of the fifth. Here's the 0-1 from Worthen. That ball is low and away. Ball one. Worthen out of Fall River, California. Here's the 1-1 to Semlicker. Down in the dirt on a breaking ball. Good take. 2-1. I want to remind you, today's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Grab some Buds. Here's the 2-1 from Worthen. That one also down below the knees, now 3-1. And the 3-1 now is also below the strike zone, and a leadoff walk there by Semlicker. That'll bring up Quinn Rawson. He's walked and grounded out thus far, 1-0-1. Rawson, your beer batter tonight, which means that if he is struck out in the top half of this inning for the remainder of this half inning and the 45's half in the bottom half, $1 beers here at Tiger Field. And that one is hit off his fists and popped up very softly to shortstop. Meinhofer takes it, and that's a one pitch out. Nice job by Worthen getting the jam shot. Fans would have liked the strikes out, but the 45s will take the out anyway. That's a 6 unassisted put out. That'll bring up Nate Backus, the DH, with one out and one on. Worthen comes set, kicks and fires. That ball is down in the dirt. Nice block by Alvarez. Keep it in front of him. Count is 1-0. Labue at third, Meinhofer at short, Ferguson at second, Bertotti at first, Alvarez in the squat. For Clay Worthen, runner goes. Now he quickly scurries back to first base. Would have been a good pitch to go on as it was down in the dirt. Alvarez did not field it cleanly, but came up with it enough time to stare back the runner. Labue coming over to say something to Worthen. Outfield's Porter in left, Williams in center, and Heath in right. Worthen pitching to Nate Backus here. It's a 2-0 count with a runner on first base. Righty-on-righty matchup. He kicks and fires. That ball is also down low. So 3-0 now from Worthen. Here's the pitch. That ball's in there for a strike now, 3-1. This day in baseball history, 2001, Barry Bonds hit a home run in the Giants' 57th game, fastest ever to 30 home runs. Of course, he'd go on later that year to set the record with 73. Here's the pitch. Called strike now, 3-2. He broke the record set by Babe Ruth in 1928, who took 63 games to hit his 30th home run. Bonds taking just 57. 15 years ago this year, Barry Bonds set the single-season home run record. Here's the full count pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on an excuse-me swing by Backes. He broke him down. Not a very good-looking swing there. That'll be the second out of the inning. Nice pitch by Worthen to bounce back from a 3-0 count to get the strikeout. Now two down with the runner on first. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe, the third baseman. Made an absolutely phenomenal catch in left field night before last. He's at third base and had a little trouble over there so far today. Had some really tough plays. Some bad hops have eaten him up. 45's up 2-1 here. Ball is down low from Worthen. Ball one. We'll say this for Worthen. You'd rather miss below the strike zone than up. Mistakes up tend to get hit. Here's the 1-0 to Bowe. That ball is lined into left center field. Williams going to come up, and he whips on it. That's going to allow the runner to get to third. Runner headed to second now, and he slides in there safely. Ferguson applies the tag, but it is too late. So runners now on second and third with two out. Williams attempting to come up and make the catch and go into his throwing motion to make a play on the runner at third, but the ball skipped right under his glove and allows both runners to advance. Well, Mitch Vito, the left fielder, will step in. He's 0 for 2, grounded into a double play in the third to end the inning. And a swing and a miss. Strike one from Worthen. A nice breaking ball there. That one dove below the strike zone. Second and third, two outs in the top of the fifth here. 0-1 pitch. That ball is in there for a strike. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Our thanks to Foothill Distributing and Budweiser for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. 0-2 here to Vito. Worthen comes set. That ball is chopped right back to the pitcher, and it's over his head. He's not going to be able to make a play. Meinhoffer barehands it, and he's not going to be able to get him as that ball just barely kicked over the head on one big hop of Worthen on the mound. Meinhoffer came up, barehanded it, made a great play to make it even close. That's going to be an infield single, and about the softest hit you can possibly hit without it being a bunt, but it looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow, one RBI, and the game is now tied as the runner comes around from third. Bowe moves over to third from second. We got a brand new ball game here. 2-2 in the top of the fifth. So two down, runners on the corners. Worthen now trying to keep it right where it is. And the first pitch to catcher Garrett Breda is in there for a strike. 0-1. Breda grounded a short in the second inning. He's 0-1. Worthen kicks and fires. Swing and a miss on either a breaking ball or a changeup below the zone. Either way, it looked good. He's up 0-2 now. With two down on the Seattle catcher. Here's Worthen with the 0-2 swing and a line drive up the middle, and Meinhoffer is going to get a glove on it but deflects into center field. That's going to score a run. RBI single by Breda. All the runners move up one base. Bowe scores, and it's 3-2 Seattle. They put up a two spot to retake the lead here in the top of the fifth off Clay Worthen. And that'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Jacob Prater, shortstop for the Seattle Studs. He's singled in the second, 1-for-1. Called strike there on the outside corner. Nice pitch from Worthen. One in the first, two in the fifth for the Studs, and They're still threatening here with runners on first and second. 45's got one in the third and one in the fourth. Off of Seattle starter Seth Hale, who's still in the game. Worthen, the second pitcher here for the 45s. Brett Bovee, in his 45s debut, gave up one run in four innings. Swing and a miss by Prater, and a quick 0-2 here. Once again from Worthen. Good life on the fastball there on the low outside corner. Prater at shortstop tonight, where he started on Friday, played left field last night, so some different moving parts here for Seattle on their defensive alignment. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. He struck him out on three pitches. Alvarez is going to make the throw to first to Bertotti to seal the deal. That'll end the inning. We're headed to the bottom of the fifth here. Seattle up 3-2. You're listening to Colt 45s on KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the bottom of the fifth here from Tiger Field. You're Redding Colt 45's trailing 3-2 on the visiting Seattle Studs. Two runs in the top of the fifth from Seattle to retake the lead after the 45's pushed across one in the bottom of the fourth to take the lead 2-1. And due up this inning, it's going to be the top of the lineup. That's Noah Ferguson, your second baseman. He's 0-2 thus far tonight. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy Budweiser all summer long here as you listen to the Colt 45s on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com all around the world. And Ferguson getting ready to lead off here. Ahern to follow, and Heath will bat third. Ryan Williams would bat fourth. Ferguson swings and misses at the first one, a fastball. 0-1 here. Ferguson, one of our Redding natives here on the 45s this year. Out of Butte College, here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and he got a breaking ball there, a little bit out in front. 0-2 here to Ferguson. 45's down 3-2 in the fifth. And a breaking ball called, strike three. Ferguson didn't like it, thought it was a little bit high, but nonetheless, it is a strikeout, so that'll be one out on the inning. That'll bring up left-handed hitter Jeff Ahern, your DH tonight. One out, nobody on here, bottom of the fifth. 45's trailing 3-2. Hunter Heath on deck. That ball is down in the dirt as it bounces in front of the plate. The old 58-footer. One ball, no strikes. Here's the 1-0 to Ahern. Swinging a ground ball down the first base line. Snagged by Ross, and he's going to take it to the bag himself. That's three unassisted. And there are two down for Hunter Heath. Heath 0 for 2 thus far. Heath, your right fielder, number 3 hitter out of Oklahoma Baptist and a native of Shawnee, Oklahoma. I want to say hello to all of our friends and family of Hunter listening out there in Oklahoma. Go back on my family tree far enough, and I've got relatives from Enid, Oklahoma. A few generations. Swing and a miss there from Heath. That one misses 1-1 on Heath here. I also remember vividly from Oklahoma visiting Arbuckle Wilderness Park as a young child. That ball is swung and hit deep to left field on the run. And that ball is going to drop in, and it's going to be extra bases. Heath up to second with a double, so a long fly ball down the left field line. And unable to get it was Vito. He had a long way to go as he inside outs that one. You figure a left-handed hitter is going to pull. That was about a 300-plus foot opposite field fly ball for Oklahoma native Hunter Heath. He's on second base with two down here, and Ryan Williams with a good RBI chance here. Tying run now at second base for Ryan Williams. 1 for 2 with the single in the second, grounded out to third base in the fourth. Of course, homered last night, had a homer in the opening series last weekend against the Rockhounds. That ball is swung and fouled down the right field line. Foul into the parking lot. Williams has both 45s home runs thus far this season. We're in game number 6 out of 45. Get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Activity in both bullpens here as we march on toward the last third of the game. We're in the bottom of the fifth here with two down. And Williams wisely holds up on that breaking ball down in the dirt. On deck is Porter, who's 1 for 2. He scored a run last inning. Heath on second, two down. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Williams. Swing and a foul ball back to the screen. Breaking ball out in front of that one, just barely got a piece of it. Now 1-2 on Williams. Williams just finished up his sophomore year at California Baptist. Native of Highlands, California. Here's the 1-2. And he lines that one down the right field line. It is slicing, and it is foul. We had a great view of it here from the booth. That would have been extra bases and an RBI had it fallen, but about 2 feet foul. As he kind of just served that one out into right field. Looked like a slice backhand by a tennis player there. Drops just foul, so we'll keep it at 1-2 with two down here. And credit Williams, they're not trying to do too much of that pitch on the outside half. Maybe slightly outside. He didn't try to pull it. It'd be really easy to roll over a pitch like that to shortstop. We'll line up and do it again here, 1-2. Heath on second takes his lead. Now stretches it out a little bit. And a breaking ball Williams takes for ball two. Close pitch there, but a good eye. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner on second. Colt 45 chilling 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth here. But threatening with a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch to Williams. That ball is way down in the dirt. Easy take for Williams. It'll be a full count. So he's got a base to play with here. First base is open with two down and a full count. Doesn't necessarily have to give in here. But Porter, who's been swinging a good bat, already has one hit tonight, is on deck. He's hitting in the five hole. And the full count pitch he takes, and that ball is down out of the zone, so he did not give in, as that was a breaking ball. And a good take by Williams. He draws the walk. And a little bit of a two-out rally here as first and second now after the double and the walk by Heath and Williams, respectively. Porter steps in. Bertotti on deck now. He had a double down the left field line himself his last time up. Porter singled and scored in the fourth, hit into a double play in the second. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch by Hale. 0-1 here. Runners not being held on here with two outs. Now a feint towards second base, but he bounces back. And now a fake step off towards second base. Nobody there. Heath walks back to the base as a courtesy, but now right back off. It's 0-1 to Porter. That ball is low and away now, 1-1. Catcher came up out of the squad like he was going to try and pick somebody off, but thought better of it. Williams not far off first base. Here's the 1-1 to Porter. Swinging a foul tap way out in front of a breaking ball there and bounced it off the plate and then himself. And it kicks behind the plate for a foul ball. It'll be 1-2 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy your summer with Budweiser here in the Colt 45s on the radio all summer long. That ball is a fly ball to right field. Very playable. And coming in to make it is Aiden, and he puts it away. So that'll end the inning here. 45's threatened, but can't push one across. They head to the top of the sixth, still down 3-2. You're listening to 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Back here in the top of the sixth at Tiger Field, it's 3-2 Seattle as we have a new pitcher for the Colt 45s. It's going to be number 36, Jake Angelo, all out of Harris Stowe State University, so he'll be caught by his college teammate, Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher tonight. Got two pitchers and two position players out of Harris Stowe, of course, Alvarez and Andres Albujas. The outfielder not in the lineup tonight. Both out of Venezuela position players. And then two pitchers, Jake Angelo, the right-hander here, number 36, coming into pitch. As well as Dion Heron, the left-hander who's made two starts for the 45s thus far. Angelo, a six-foot right-hander out of Auburn, Illinois. A and our greetings to all the friends and family out there listening in Illinois and the surrounding areas. Give them props on their Cubs and their surprising White Sox this year. Chris Sale having an all-star type season. Took the loss the other night. But both Chicago clubs are looking good so far, especially those Cubs looking to get off the 107-year schneid. Get that first World Series since 1908. Our hometown Giants will do their best to prevent that from happening as it is an even year. And they're in first place in the West, all things lining up towards a possible playoff confrontation between the Cubs and the Giants. And what a series that would be. Get ready to start top of the sixth here. Leading off will be Cody Aden. He took a walk in his first at-bat. He relieved Matt Becker, who started in center field, but had to be taken out due to what we can only assume is an illness. Took some fluids on the base paths and then ended up coming out the next half inning. So first pitch is a strike. Second one is a breaking ball that does not break. It's 1-1. Seattle up 3-2 here, top of the sixth. One ball, one strike. Jake Angelo facing his first hitter. It's Cody Aden, the right fielder. And he hits one to left field, but foul down the left field line. Plenty of seats in the shade here at Tiger Field. An early 4 p.m. start for us. Most games, a 7 p.m. start where we start with all the seats in the shade. Just $5 a ticket. Come on down and support your Reading Colt 45s. We've got games Wednesday through Sunday this coming week. Here's the 1-2 from Angelo. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-2. You can get the full schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Five games against three different teams. Novato Knicks on Wednesday and Thursday. Santa Rosa Rosebuds on Friday and Saturday. And then the Reading Tigers on Sunday. 6 p.m. start on that Sunday game. Swing and a miss by Aden. And Angelo sets him down on a nice breaking ball down in the dirt. One down here. So that'll bring up Hole, the second baseman. He's struck out, hit by a pitch, and flied out. He's 0 for 2. Angelo pitching exclusively from the stretch here. Interesting motion here from Angelo. Kind of throws across his body a little bit. That plant foot a little bit towards the third base side and then throws across his body. Gets great movement on that breaking ball. Here's the 1-0 to Hull. Up high for a ball, 2-0. Here's the 2-0 from Angelo. In there for a strike. Nope. Out of the strike zone now, 3-0. Umpire faked me out a little bit there and looked like he was going to call a strike and then called it a ball, 3-0. Angelo with a off-speed pitch and a beaut on 3-0. Swing and a miss as Hull had the green light, but he waves at it, 3-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Our thanks to Foothill Distributing and Budweiser for their support of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Here's the 3-1. That ball is outside in a walk to Hull. That'll be the first base runner of the inning. One on, one out. That'll bring up Semlicker, the center fielder. He's 1 for 2. Grounded out to the pitcher in the first inning. Had a single that ended up being a play at the plate as Hunter Heath threw out Matt Becker trying to score in the second inning, and then he walked and scored in the fifth. First pitch from Angelo is outside for a ball, 1-0. So Hull on base for the second time tonight. Femlicker started the game in right, moved to center in the third. That ball is inside, but 2-0. Here's the tour from Angelo. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down to second, and absolutely no chance. As that ball, that base was stolen easily off the pitcher. And the throw is wide of second base and results in the runner heading to third. So a stolen base for Hall. And to third on the throwing error. There's absolutely no chance for Ferguson to make a play on that one. It was wide of second base to the right field side. So runner on third now with one out. And Angelo. Oh, that's a line drive and a one-hopper that eats up Mickey Meinhofer at shortstop as the infield was in to try and stop the run there. That's going to be an RBI single for Tosh Zemlicker. As Hole comes around to score, it's now 4-2, Seattle. And it'll bring up Quinn Rawson, the first baseman. He's walked, grounded out, and popped out 0 for 2. Had three hits last night. Kept him relatively quiet tonight other than that walk in the first inning. First and third, one out. Angelo would like nothing more than to roll a double play here. Runner bluffs a steal at first, but scampers back. First pitch called, strike now 0-1. Here's Angelo. Comes set, checks the runner. And now he's going to throw over to first, keep him close, Bertotti. Covering, but not close there. Is he just letting him know he's thinking about him? Here's Angelo on the 0-1. That ball is popped straight up the elevator shaft, and let's see who's going to take it. It's going to be the pitcher, Angelo. No, he tries to. He and Ferguson both fight over it to decide who's going to get it. They drop it right next to the pitcher's mound, but heads up play by the catcher, Alvarez, as he runs out there, picks up the loose ball, and throws it to second for the force out. So that'll actually go down as a 2-6 put out and a fielder's choice. Strange play there, but it's an out nonetheless. And there's now two down. So nobody calls it. Two guys go for it. They end up dropping it. And the catcher with a heads-up play, Alvarez, keeping him from having a bases-loaded situation there. And there's now two down, runners on the corners. And that ball's popped up out of play here. Right back to us here at the booth, about 10 feet away from me. That was a good jam shot there by Angelo, getting Backus to feebly foul it off. It's 0-1. So runner on first here. Two down. That ball is inside. 1-1 now. Four two Seattle, two outs here in the top of the sixth. Jake Angelo trying to get the third out here. Send us to the bottom of the sixth. That ball is very high. 2-1. On Nate Backus, the DH. Reached on an error in the first, walked in the third, and struck out in the fifth. He's 0-2. Send look around first. Now takes the secondary lead, kicks and fires. That ball is outside for a ball. Now 3-1. And the 3-1 here from Angelo. That ball is popped up on the infield here. And the catcher, Alvarez, is going to call it, and that is going to be a 2-unassisted pop-out. But that'll end the inning. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth here. One more run pushed across by Seattle. It's 4-2 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Kyle DeVore here at KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball from Tiger Field. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth here. Colt 45's down 4-2 on the Seattle Studs. Leading off this inning will be Jared Bertotti. He'll be followed by Alvarez and LeBou. 6, 7, 8 hitters in the sixth inning for you. Seattle got one in the first, four in the fifth, two in the fifth, and one in the sixth. For their four runs, 45's pushed across, one in the third and one in the fourth. For their two, it's 4-2 here. On a warm but pleasant Sunday afternoon, just past 6 o'clock here at Tiger Field. Plenty of seats in the shade here for our lone 4 p.m. start time. You can get the full schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. 5 games for you Wednesday through Sunday this week. Novato, Nick, Santa Rosa, Rosebuds, and then a Sunday matchup against our hometown Redding Tigers here. Always fun when we get the Redding matchup. Here's the first pitch to Bertotti. He takes outside for a ball. Bertotti with a solid single up the middle. He's 2-for-3. So a 1-0 pitch is wrapped soundly into center field past this diving second baseman. That'll bring up Alvarez. Alvarez 1-for-1 with a single and a sacrifice fly. Singled and scored in the third for the 45's first run and a sacrifice fly to score their second run. He's been the offense thus far today. And he steps in there with a one out, with a no out runner on first situation. It's Bertotti. Leads off with a single. Bertotti also doubled in the fourth inning, so he's 2-for-3. First pitch is the ball there to Alvarez. Big hole on the right side, running being held on. Here's the pitch, and he pops that one up. And that's behind us here in the booth. Now 1-1. A mighty swing there by Alvarez, and he got underneath it, fouled it back. LeBou to follow. Meinhofer. After LeBou, that ball is driven out to center field. And he's going to get underneath it here on the track. No, he misjudges it, and it bounces off the wall and rolls back towards center field. Rounding third and coming around to score is Bertotti. Alvarez is going to end up at third. And it's 4-3, Colt 45. So that ball didn't look like it was going to carry quite that far. Just kept carrying out there. Looked like he was rounding underneath it. A couple steps in front of the warning track, and then it got over his head. Bounced off the wall and back towards center field. It's going to be interesting to see how they score that, but nonetheless, a run scores. Let's give him a double and an advance to third on the error there. As still nobody out. Labou now up here with a runner on third. As Jonathan Alvarez has put three good at-bats together. Two RBIs and a run scored. And stands to score another one here if Labou can push him home. Infield in here in the bottom of the sixth. 4-3 ball game. Labou swings and misses and a quick 0-2. Meinhofer to follow. And then the top of the lineup, Ferguson, the second baseman. Labou hit one to the track his first time up. Just missed one and then had a hit by pitch. That's a 58-footer in front of the plate. Bounces off the mask of the catcher, Breda, but he keeps it in front of him. Nice play. Keep it from going to the backstop. Alvarez, not the fastest guy out there at third, but nobody out. So you got to figure he's going to want to make sure he can get home on any batted ball in the infield. That ball is tapped foul. Keep it 1-2 here on Labou. Third baseman Austin Labou out of Cottonwood at East Central University. That ball is fouled out of play again. We'll stay right at 1-2 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy your summer and grab some buds. 1-2 here on Labou. Infield in, Alvarez at third. 1-1 already home here for the hometown Colt 45s, and they're threatening to tie it again. That ball down in the dirt. In the left-handed hitter's battering box way outside. Easy take for Labou. It's now 2-2. Pitching for the studs is Jacob Howard here. The right-hander, number 24. 2-2, nobody out. Here's the pitch to Labou. He lines that over the second baseman. That's going to be a base hit and an RBI for Austin Labou. And this game is tied. Drawn in infield, and he hit that one kind of off the end of the bat. And it ended up looking like a wounded duck out to where the second baseman would normally be standing, but as he was drawn in to try and knock down anything in the infield, that ball is right where they ain't. And an RBI for Labou. So Alvarez comes around to score. He's got two runs scored and two RBIs, part of all the offense here tonight so far for the 45s. And a nice RBI there for Labou. Still nobody out. Runner on first. Here's Meinhofer. Swings and fouls that one out of play down the right side. Third baseman playing just about even with the bag, possibly looking for a bunt. Labou being held on at first. Meinhofer's reached on an error and struck out so far, 0-2. That's called strike now, 0-2 on the breaking ball. Ferguson on deck, he's 0-3. Labou takes his lead at first. As Meinhofer trying to battle out of a 0-2 count here. That ball is very high on the fastball, 1-2. And a throw over to first to check Labou. He's back. Thank you. 4-4 here in the bottom of the sixth. Still nobody out. Runner on first. Mickey Meinhofer fouls that one. Back to the fence. Still 1-2 here. Brett Bovee started this one for the 45s, went four innings, gave up one run. Clay Worthen, one inning, gave up two runs. And Jeff Angelo has pitched one thus far and gave up one run last inning. We've got a 4-4 tie here. The 45s have scored two, still nobody out. Outside now, 2-2. Good take from Meinhofer. Here's the 2-2, and that ball's down in the dirt. It'll go full. So good job by Meinhofer here to battle back from 0-2, push the count full. We'll see what manager Greg Catteray wants to do with LeBou on first base. Nobody out here. Full count, two runs home. Meinhofer fouls that one out of play down the right field line. We'll reset and do it again. Runner not going on that play. .45 is faithful out here on a Sunday afternoon game, and we've got a good one, 4-4 here. It's been back and forth all game long. .45 is trying to get game three of this series. Kind of an excuse me swing there by Meinhofer, just fouls it off to stay alive. So, the ever.
Golden State.
Okay, can I have a hug?
No, huh?
LeBou takes his lead at first. We're ready for another 3-2 here to Meinhofer. Runner goes, fouled back to the screen. Good cut there by Meinhofer. On Jacob Howard. LeBou takes his lead at first. Here's the 3-2 once again to Meinhofer. Runner's not going. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So a good battle there, but Meinhofer goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up number 19, Noah Ferguson, your second baseman, 0-3 tonight. Ahern to follow. That ball skips away on the first pitch, and LeBou's going to move down to second with no throw. Probably call that one a passed ball. So Breda, who's been great at keeping the ball in front of him all night, gives the 45s 93 feet there. Still only one out. LeBou moves down to second now in scoring position for Ferguson, and that'll shift the infield as they play Ferguson to pull now with the double play taken out of consideration. And Ferguson check swing, but that's a called strike anyway. It's now 1-1. Bottom of the sixth here in a 4-4 ball game at Tiger Field on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Here's the 1-1 to Ferguson. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Nice pitch there by Wood. And it's 1-2. Second baseman Hull shading towards the bag to try and keep LeBou honest. Now bounces back, swing and a miss by Ferguson. He goes down on strikes. For the second out of the inning, that'll bring up Ahern. Former Anderson Cub, Jeff Ahern, RBI spot here, trying to give the 45s the lead. Ahern singled in the third. Grounded out to first in the fifth. And he grounds that one to second base. Hull takes it, and that'll end the inning. No. Oh, yes, it does. I was going to say. Look, he was going to overthrow the first baseman there, but he leaps and makes the play. So that'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh, or top of the seventh, with a 4-4 tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
There's Country in the Air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free. And the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all-day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here to Tiger Field, top of the seventh. Jeff Angelo getting ready to start his second inning of work for the Redding Colt 45s here. 45 scored two in the bottom of the sixth to tie this game 4-4. We've got a brand new ball game. Due up this inning for the Seattle Studs. It's going to be third baseman Kyle Bowe, then left fielder Mitch Vito, and catcher Garrett Breda against right-hander Jeff Angelo here. Last inning, you had an RBI by Jonathan Alvarez. RBI double. As the 45s tie that game. We've got a brand new one here. So here's Bo. He singled in the first and drew a walk in the third. And singled and scored in the fifth there. Been on base three times tonight. Angelo will try to set him down. And here's the pitch from Angelo. And that ball is down in the dirt for a ball. I want to remind you tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home all summer long here. Supporting Colt 45's baseball. We appreciate their contributions to baseball on the radio. 1-0, and that ball is inside now, 2-0. Bottom of the fourth in St. Louis. San Francisco Giants leading the hometown Cardinals 2-1. Jake Peavy on the mound tonight. Just one run through three and change in that game. Threw a great game on his 35th birthday in his last start. Seven scoreless. Angelo inside on that one as well now, 3-0. On the leadoff man, Bo. Here's the 3-0 to the leadoff man. And that's high for a ball. Four-pitch walk to start the inning. And Alvarez is going to go out and have a conversation with Bo. That'll bring up Mitch Vito, the left fielder. Activity in the 45's bullpen. We've got a right-hander down there. Looks like Jacob Garcia, according to the program here, will see if Angelo can roll a double play or get some quick outs here. Here's the first pitch to Vito. He squares to bunt. That one kicks away. No, they're going to call it a hit-by-pitch here. I think that glanced off his leg. And it did, yes. That's going to be a hit by a pitch. So he squared around to bunt, pulled it back, and ended up getting hit by the pitch. So a walk and a hit by a pitch here to start the seventh, and the Seattle Studs are in business. Two on, no doubt. That'll bring up Mitch Vito, the left fielder. Breda on deck. Or sorry, pardon me. That'll bring up Breda Prater on deck. And Catteray taking a long walk to the mound. We're going to have a pitching change. We'll take a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here, top of the seventh, two on, nobody out. Jeff Angelo departs after one-plus innings. And Kyle Martin, number 21, is going to be your reliever. Martin, a right-hander. We'll face Garrett Breda here with after the walk and the hit batsman. Four-four tie here in the top of the seventh. I want to remind you tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser encourages you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy some buds. As we see a couple warm-up pitches here from Martin. I want to remind you, you can get the entire schedule on readingcolt45s.com. Got five games next week starting on Wednesday. As we are past the school year now, going to have a lot of middle-of-the-week games as well. Wednesday through Saturday, you got 7 p.m. start times each night, and then Sunday we've got a 6 p.m. start against the Reading Tigers. Also, next Monday through Wednesday, the 13th through the 15th of June, is the Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. All 3 days there, so definitely check out the website there, readingcolt45s.com, for more info. They'll be doing another one in July as well, the 11th through the 13th, also Monday through Wednesday, so check out the website for all the info there. Get involved in the Colt 45's Youth Camp. So here's Breda, the catcher, standing in against Martin. Two on, nobody out, and he's going to throw back to second. Runner is back. We've got a good one going here, 4-4 tie in the top of the seventh. Visiting Seattle Studs against your hometown Reading Colt 45s. Kyle Martin here gets ready to deal his first pitch. Checks the runner, and now he's going to step off again. A little cat and mouse going on out there between the second base runner and Kyle Martin. Breda's one for two, grounded out to short, also has an RBI single. That was in the fifth inning. And he steps off and fakes the throw with nobody there. Again back to second, so... We'll line up and do it again here. Bertotti playing in front of the runner at first base. As both he and the third baseman in for the bunt, and wisely so, because that one is fouled back to the screen on an attempted bunt by Breda. kind of upset with himself that he didn't get that one down. Quick 0-1 here. LeBou at third, Meinhofer at short. With runners on first and second, Meinhofer's responsibility to get to third on that one, with the third baseman charging. Here's the 0-1 from Martin to Garrett Breda. Squares to bunt, and that's a strike. Now 0-2. We'll see how Seattle wants to play this with two strikes now. Unable to get the bunt down on either of those first two pitches. Here's the 0-2 from Martin. Swing and a miss on a big breaking ball. And Breda is set down. Nice pitch there from Martin. That'll be the first out of the inning. Big break on that one from Martin, and he sets him down. That'll bring up Jacob Prater, the shortstop. He's 1-for-2 with a single in the second. Big open stance there from Prater. There's a breaking ball that doesn't quite come all the way back down. That's ball one. Here's the 1-0. That ball is chopped foul over the dugout. Down the third baseline, 1-1. Bo on second, Vito on first for Jacob Prater. With one out here in the top of the seventh. Have a tied 4-4 ball game. Martin fires the 1-1. That's down low in the dirt, 2-1. And the pitch there is just a bit outside now, 3-1 to the number 9 hitter, Prater. Martin comes set and now fires the 3-1. That's a swing and a miss on a fastball up at the letters. Now 3-2. So full count here, one out. We'll see if they want to start the runners. Bertotti's still playing even with the bag at first base. LeBou closer in at third than he normally would be. Swinging a foul ball out of play. It'll stay 3-2. Runner stationary there, not going on the pitch. On deck is Cody Aiden, number 4. And another full count offering from Martin here. Ground ball up the middle. This could be two. Meinhofer tags second and back to first, and no, he beats it out. So nice play by Meinhofer to get to second for the force. But the throw is not in time as Prater beats it out. That'll be a fielder's choice. Bo moves over to third, so we've got runners on the corners with two out here. And Martin, who inherited a runners on first and second no-out situation, is one out away from getting out of this one with the tie intact. And we're going to have a pinch hitter here for Seattle. Aiden came in the third for Becker, drew a walk in the fourth, and struck out in the sixth, and now he's going to be replaced by number 10, Joel McKeithen. We started each of the first two games of this series. And he takes a breaking ball in the dirt there. Joel McKeithen here, up 1-0. Here's the pitch from Martin. That ball is outside now, 2-0. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy Budweiser all summer long here. While you're listening to the Colt 45's Baseball on the Radio, we appreciate their sponsorship. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Martin. That ball is outside now, 3-0. Hull on deck to follow. He's reached twice. Via hit by a pitch and a walk, 0 for 2. Here's the 3-0, and that ball is in there for a strike. McKeithen taking all the way. So a 3-1 here. Does have one open base with runners on the corners. Doesn't necessarily have to groove one to him here. And he grounds that one to third. It's going to be deep in the hole. It's short, and nobody can get it. It's going to get through past a diving Labou. And that'll be a run. So an RBI single there by McKeithen off the bench. And Seattle retakes the lead 5-4 in the top of the seventh here. Seattle scoring in each of the last three innings, 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, and 1 in the 7th here so far. So we've got runners on first and second with 2 down. A seeing eye single there by Joel McKeithen. It's a breaking ball and a ball. Looked like it broke back in the strike zone, but a little high for the umpire's liking. It'll be 1-0 here. McKeithen on first, Prater on second. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a foul back by Hole. Took a good cut at that one. Here's the 1-1 from Martin. Comes set. Kicks and fires. A breaking ball in the dirt and a beauty. As he got hold, a wave at that one way out in front. Now 1-2, and he's one strike away from getting out of the inning here. Martin gets the sign from Alvarez. Now he's ready. Checks the runner, checks him one more time, and comes set. Breaking ball, and he struck him out. A pretty breaking ball down in the dirt, and he got him to chase. So that'll end the inning. Seattle pushes across. One more run to retake the lead. It's 5-4. We're headed to the bottom of the seventh here on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you back here, bottom of the seventh, as we stretch here. It's a 5-4 Seattle lead. Coming up is going to be your 3-4-5 hitters, right fielder Hunter Heath, center fielder Ryan Williams, and left fielder DJ Porter. So the outfield is your heart of the lineup tonight. Heath leading off is 1-for-3, hit a double down the left field line his last time up, but was stranded. .45 scored two in the bottom of the sixth to tie the game at four. Seattle bounced right back to score one in the top of the inning, and it's 5-4. That's where we stand. Got a great version of God Bless America here sung during the seventh inning stretch by local talent. And a first pitch strike there to Heath. Now he fouls one back. It's quick 0-2 here on the Oklahoma native. On deck, Williams. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. Porter to follow. It's Jacob Howard here. Starting another inning of work. 45 touched him up for two last inning. Trying to get something started here. That ball is driven down the left field line again, but foul. As Heath showing good opposite field pop here. Wow. Here's the 1-2 to Heath. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a low fastball. And Heath is down on strikes. That'll be the first out of the inning. That'll bring up number 34, your cleanup hitter, Ryan Williams. Two home runs so far in the season, including one last night. Williams drew a walk his last time up. He fouls that one out of play down the right field line into the parking lot. Towards the Reading Library here. Here's the 0-1 to Williams. And he checks his swing there. It's a bit high, 1-1. Porter on deck. He's 1-for-3 with a run scored. And Williams wisely holds up on a off-speed pitch in the dirt. Now 2-1. And here's the pitch. That ball is driven deep to left field. It's hooking foul. Hard hit line drive down the left field line. But several feet foul. Solid contact there by Williams. Now 2-2 with one out. Nobody on. And that ball is inside. We'll go to a full count now on 6-2 California Baptist center fielder. And here he comes. That ball is driven deep to center field. Going back. And that ball is not going to be caught. It's going to bounce off the wall on one bounce. Rolling into second with an easy double is Ryan Williams. And that's a one-out double. 45's in business, tying run in scoring position. And we've been impressed thus far by the stick work by California Baptist right-handed hitter Ryan Williams. Extra base hits by the handful. That'll bring up DJ Porter. Your left fielder singled and scored in the fourth, flew out his last at bat in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. Fouled back out of play over the screen. Quick 0-1 here. On deck is Bertotti, the Simpson University Red Hawk. Switch hitting first baseman. He's already got two hits tonight, a double and a single. He's 2-for-3. So the middle of the lineup getting something started here. And Porter wisely holds up on that ball in the dirt. Breda knocks it down, keeps it close enough to where Williams doesn't try to advance to third. Just one down here, one ball, one strike on Porter. Tying run at second base in the bottom of the seventh. Three really good games all weekend long. Studs have come out on top in the first two. 8-6 on Friday and 3-2 last night. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Nice pitch there. Porter was way out in front and waved at it. 1-2. Eight, six, and ten innings on Friday. 3-2 with a run in the top of the ninth last night. 45s have been snake bit with some bad luck. And a called third strike as Porter watches it go by. And that'll be out number two. A runner on second now with two outs. That'll bring out Bertotti. Singled and scored in the sixth, doubled and was stranded in the fourth. Doubled and scored in the fourth. Correction. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Outfield playing him possibly slightly away. Infield straight up. Here's the 1-0 to Bertotti. Swinging a healthy cut there by Jared. Right back to the screen. On deck will be Jonathan Alvarez. He's been the show tonight with two runs scored and two RBIs, accounting for all four of the 45's runs in one form or another. They'd like nothing more than to get him in at bat here with a man in scoring position. Bertotti tops that one down the first base line. Foul. Now 1-2. Jacob Howard, the Seattle reliever, gave up two last inning, trying to put up a scoreless inning this time, but he's got a runner on second. And a 2-for-3 Jared Bertotti here. A hit could tie the game. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that'll end the inning. So the 45 strand a man out at second. No runs scored. We'll keep it 5-4 heading to the top of the eighth. It's 5-4 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Leading off is Josh Semlicher, center fielder for the Studs here against Kyle Martin, starting his second inning of work. That's a breaking ball hit down the left field line, and that's a fair ball, as he's going to have at least a double there. Porter digs it out, and he will. It's a leadoff double by Semlicher as he waited nicely on that breaking ball and served it right down into the left field corner. That'll bring up Quinn Ross and your beer batter tonight. So 5-4 Seattle here in the top of the eighth. Leadoff double there by Semlicher, the number three hitter. That's his third hit tonight, as he's been a thorn in the 45 side. First pitch is the ball here to Rawson. Rawson, left-handed hitting first baseman. Grounds one to first base. Bertotti knocks it down. Nice play. He's going to have to hustle to first, and he does. Nice play by Jared Bertotti. That'll go as a one unassisted. For the first out of the inning. Moving over to third, though, is Semlicher on a heads-up play. That ball was hit hard, and he had to knock it down, go down to one knee to keep it from going into right field, and scramble to first base and beat Rawson by about a 7.5. So one out now. Runner on third for Nate Backus, the DH, number 31. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. A big Bugs Bunny curveball. You've only seen one guy put a solid swing on it, and that was a leadoff double this inning. He's got a number of swing and misses on that one. Here's the 0-1 from Martin. That's a fastball up the middle, and diving and not able to get it is Ferguson. Coming home to score is Semlicher, and it's now 6-4. On an RBI single, infield was drawn in, and that chopper just out of the reach of second baseman Noah Ferguson, the Reading product playing out of Butte College. So that's an RBI, and it's 6-4. That'll ring up Kyle Bowe, the third baseman. He's been on base four times tonight. A couple walks, a couple hits. One out, runner on first. That one's in there for a strike on the fastball by Martin. Called first strike on there. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball in there for strike two. Another big slow curveball. And he's quickly up 0-2. On Bo. Vido to follow. On deck. Martin comes with the 0-2. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice block by Alvarez. He's earning his money tonight. Behind the plate there. Jonathan Alvarez out of Harris Stowe State University, one of four players from there, by way of Venezuela. And he has been the offensive showcase tonight for the 45s. That ball is up high now, 2-2. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy the summer with Budweiser. That's a breaking ball, called for a ball, now 3-2. Here's the 3-2 from Martin. Now he's going to turn and throw to first base. Runner is back. 6-4 Seattle. One in the first, two in the fifth. And one each in each of the last three innings, 6th, 7th, and 8th. One out here in the 8th. That ball is chopped foul. It'll stay 3-2. 45's got one in the 3rd, one in the 4th, and two in the 6th. That's the extent of their scoring as we sit at 6-4 right now. And it's been all Jonathan Alvarez scoring two and driving into. 45s have left a number of players on base. They've had some opportunities with guys in scoring position, just One of those nights, runner goes. That ball is grounded to shortstop. Meinhofer comes up, throwing, and he's got him. So the runner makes it to second. They stay out of the double play. In effect, a hit and run. So that's going to be a 6-3 put out on Bo. Backus to second. That'll bring up Vito, who's actually moved over to right field. After McKeithen pitch hit for Aiden in the seventh. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. So Martin looks like he's got on top of that curveball a little bit now and putting it where he wants to. It's quick 0-1. Here's the 0-1 to Vito and another one. Backs it up with another good curveball. Now 0-2. Two down, runner on second. One run across, 6-4 Seattle in the top of the eighth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore here with you on KCNR 1460. Here's the 0-2. And that ball is grounded deep in the hole at short. Meinhofer is going to make the catch and has no throw. Absolutely no play at first base as he did well just to keep that one from going to the outfield and keep the runner at third base. So that'll be an infield hit for Vito. And now first and third as Backus moves up to third. That'll bring up the catcher, Garrett Breda. RBI single in the fifth. He's 1-for-3. He's also grounded out and struck out. So a big out here for Martin, trying to keep it 6-4 in the top of the eighth. Don't want to let this lead get stretched out anymore. First pitch is outside for a ball on Breda. Some activity down in the 45's bullpen as well. That's a breaking ball a little bit high there, down 2-0. Down in the bullpen looks like number 22, Christian Straub out of Sacramento City College, a Sacramento native. He's made one appearance thus far on the season. So first and third, two outs, two balls, no strikes on the number eight hitter, catcher Garrett Breda for Seattle. Martin winds and fires that ball is very high now, 3-0. Shortstop Prater on deck. Should it go that far? 3-0 here on Breda. Here's the pitch. That ball's in there for a strike now, 3-1. Here's the 3-1 from Martin. That ball is fouled. So good job for Martin to go from 3-0 and battle back to make it 3-2 here. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners on the corners. Runner on first. He'll get a head start. As Garrett Breda is going to see a full count pitch here. Martin winds and fires. There goes the runner. That ball has popped up on the infield here. Meinhofer's calling for it at shortstop, and he's got it. That'll end the inning. So one more run for Seattle. It's 6-4 headed to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman with Simple Solutions. You know, over the past few years, appliance diagnosis and repair has become more and more technical, while factory field training has become less and less available. Considering the sophistication built into appliances these days, it takes a knowledgeable and skilled technician to make repairs in the most cost-effective manner. Although virtually all of the experienced local technicians have taken advantage of the factory training over the years, I am the only local technician I'm aware of with a degree in electronics technology. Considering that electronics are being used more and more in appliances, my special knowledge can be a real advantage to my customers. And my EPA refrigerant certification allows me to repair virtually any refrigeration sealed system. For service, contact me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Give brand, model number, your contact number, and appliance problem. I will quickly respond by phone. Higher qualifications and lower prices. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Just a few minutes shy of 7 p.m. here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. We've got a 6-4 ball game. 45's coming up here in the bottom of the eighth, down two. They're going to try and score on Jacob Howard. They got two off of him in the sixth, unable to score in the seventh. It's going to be your 7-8-9 hitter, Jonathan Alvarez, your catcher, Austin LeBou at third base, and Mickey Meinhofer at shortstop to get the inning started. Alvarez, as we mentioned, is 2-for-2, scored after leading off the third with a single, had a sacrifice fly and an RBI in the fourth, and doubled, had an RBI, and also scored in the sixth. So two runs scored, two RBIs. He's responsible for all four thus far. And they'd like nothing more than a repeat of number of the third inning where he led off and scored that inning. And that double in the sixth inning, way out to left field, nearly got it out of here. It just continued to carry. It was a deceptively well-hit ball. That ball is low and outside, but called a strike. Alvarez shaking his head. It's perhaps the heat getting to the umpire here, wanting to get this game over with. That's a ball down low. I kid. I would never impugn the integrity of our officials here. Doing their best in the Redding heat here on a Sunday afternoon. It's a 1-1 count after that ball in the dirt. Here's the pitch. And Alvarez watches that one outside 2-1. I want to remind you tonight, game is brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Grab some Buds. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Here's the 2-1 to Alvarez, and he swings and fouls that one back. It's 2-2. We're going to go ahead and make that sixth inning double of Alvarez our Kia drive of the game. Brought to you by Redding Kia. Their test drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Sorento. You can test drive one at Redding Kia today. Again, that sixth inning RBI double for Alvarez our Kia drive of the game. He asks for time here now. 2-2. He's going to step out. And now is ready to go. Howard brings in the 2-2. Swinging. That ball is driven to center, but right at the center fielder. Hardly has to move, and that's an Adam ball. So another well-hit ball by Alvarez, but unfortunate placement. It's going to be a line drive out. That'll bring up Austin LeBou. LeBou, 1-for-2. He's got a fly out, a hit by pitch, and a single. Been on base twice tonight. That ball is very high for ball one. Here's the 1-0 to LeBou. That ball is popped up on the infield. Second baseman calling for it now, and Hull's going to bring it in for the second out. That'll bring up Meinhofer. Meinhofer reached on an error, and he struck out twice, 0-for-3. Mickey Meinhofer up there with two outs, nobody on, and that ball is low. On deck, Noah Ferguson, who's 0-for-4. Howard deals, and that ball is grounded to shortstop. Not very well hit. Oh, and it glances off the glove of Prater. Kind of surprising. He's been pretty solid all series long this weekend, and a little nonchalant on a routine ground ball there as he didn't make the transfer from glove to hand. It just kind of glanced off his glove. We'll call that an E6. And Ferguson will bat with two out, nobody on. Ahern in the on-deck circle. Should Ferguson reach? Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. Ferguson, the local boy out of Redding, California, looking for his first hit of the night. He's 0 for 4. Ground out, fly out, and two Ks. If he could put one in the gap here, all would be forgotten. That one's very high, 2-0, or 2-1, I should say. 45's to take a walk as well. Ferguson represents a tying run at the plate. Ahern on deck. Your number two hitter. Swing and a foul straight back. Looked like it got the mask of either the catcher or the umpire or both there. And it's 1-2 here on Ferguson. Runner on first, two outs, 1-2 on Ferguson here. Howard taking his time. Now he comes set, kicks and fires. That ball is low and very close, but ball two. Close pitch there, but it's called ball now, 2-2, two outs. Here's the pitch to Ferguson, and that ball is called strike three on the inside corner. That'll end the inning, and so we'll head to the top of the ninth. Seattle up 6-4. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here, and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs or visit us online at readingccw.com.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the ninth here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. New pitcher for the 45s, down 6-4. Seattle's going to bat against Christian Straub, making his second appearance here. The Sacramento native out of Sacramento City College just finished his freshman year, 6'1" right-hander. We're in number 22. Big leg kick, a lot of moving parts in that delivery, and he's going to face the bottom of the lineup here is the 9-1-2 hitters. It's going to be Prater, McKeithen, and Hull. This portion of the game brought to you by Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Enjoy Budweiser all summer long. Grab some Buds. So top of the ninth here, 45's down 6-4. Christian Straub in to try and hold the lead, or hold the deficit, I should say, at two. That's a chopper over LeBuett. No, he makes the play. Nice play by LeBuett. What a play. A high chopper. He had to leap and catch it over his shoulder, then turn towards first base, fired it, and threw him out by half a step. Nice play by Austin LeBuett there at third base, the Cottonwood kid. Score that one 5-3, and a beaut. So you love that as a pitcher. You come in one pitch, one out on a nice defensive play by your third baseman. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, McKeithen, who pinch hit in the seventh and had an RBI single. Joel McKeithen, number 10, taking his second at bat here. One out, nobody on. Against Christian Straub. That ball is in there for a strike. And it pops the glove nicely. Good velocity from Straub there. Kind of between a straight over the top and three-quarters release. He hides the ball well. You don't see it till it's just about to come out of his hand. That's a breaking ball that misses 2-1 here. So McKeithen at the plate, hole to follow. Swing and a miss. Now 2-2. Nice breaking ball there from Straub. As he waved at it. Here's the 2-2 from Straub. Swing and a miss on a pitch down in the dirt. He's out of there. He's going to jog to first base, but he's out as Bertotti takes the formality of the throw from Alvarez. And there's quickly two down. So Straub coming in, throwing strikes, gets a one pitch out. And then a swinging strikeout of McKeithen. I'll ring up hole, two outs, nobody on. Manager likes that when you come in and get two quick outs, especially when they've allowed to score in each of the last four innings. Two in the fifth and one each in the sixth, seventh, and eighth. That was a quick 0-1 there on the fastball. Two-hole. Straub comes set, not wasting any time here. Breaking ball. Oh, and he got away from him a little bit. That's going to hit Hull on the arm. Second hit by a pitch, actually, that Hull has here. Struck out in the first, drew a hit by pitch in the second. Flew out in the fourth, walked and scored in the sixth. Struck out in the seventh and hit by a pitch in the eighth. Doesn't have a hit all night. He's been on base three times, though. That's going to bring up Semlicker with a runner on first and two down here. And he watches the strike. Good fastball there from Straub. Semlicker's got, he's 3-for-4 with a walk, so he's been on base four times out of five plate appearances, including an RBI. Ball there now. Two outs, runner on first. One ball, one strike. Here's a pitch from Straub. That's a breaking ball, and he hits Semlicker. So two straight hit by pitch. Both on the breaking ball that get away from Straub. So two quick outs and then two hit batsmen. And that might be it for Straub as Greg Cattaray is coming out to talk to him. We'll see if that's going to be a change or if he's just going to give him a word of encouragement here. That'll bring up Quinn Ross in the first baseman. He's 0-for-4 with a walk. Had three hits last night, though. He's hit the ball a couple times here, but doesn't have anything to show for it. He's had a couple Adam balls. Grounded out to first twice, the pop out and a fielder's choice. Back us on deck. Should it go that far? We've got runners on first and second after two free bases on hit by pitch on breaking balls that got away from Christian Straub. Here's the first pitch there. Fastball a little bit high to Ross and 1-0. Here's the 1-0 from Straub. That ball is fouled out of play to the left side. Due up in the bottom of the ninth for the 45s. It's going to be the top of the lineup. The 2-3-4 hitters. Ferguson was your last out. That ball is fly to left field and very high. And it's off the top of the wall. Unbelievable. Didn't even look like he got it that well. But it carried. It's off the top of the wall near the 320 sign. Porter throws it in. both runs are going to score, and that's going to make it an 8-4 game here. So a two-run double off the very top of the left field wall by Rawson going opposite field power with some impressive swing of the bat there. And a two-run double. It's now 8-4. And Backus now coming up. So runs scored in each of the last five innings for Seattle, even after a quick two outs in the top of the ninth here. Two in the fifth, one in the sixth, one in the seventh, one in the eighth, and two so far here in the ninth. For Seattle, here's Straub, and he fires. That ball is very high now, 2-0. Comes set now, kicks and fires. That ball is swung on and fouled, and Alvarez took that one on the leg, and he's jumping around in pain. He's taking a beating back there tonight. Had a great night offensively and earned his money on defense as well. It'll be 2-1 here on Backus. The third baseman Kyle Bowe on deck. Backus reached on an error in the first. He's also drawn a walk and has an RBI single. Had RBI single in the eighth inning last inning. Here's the 2-1 down in the dirt. And it gets away, and Rawson's going to head to third on the fastball. So 3-1 now. Runner moves up to third. Two down in the top of the ninth. In an 8-4 ball game. 45s will have their work cut out for them here in the bottom of the inning. That ball is very high and a walk. So Backus draws the walk following the RBI double. And we've got first and third now, still with two out for Kyle Bowe. Two down, runners on the corners. Quick update for you here on the Giants game. It's 3-3 in the bottom of the sixth in St. Louis. As Jared Parker has a two-run home run in the fourth inning. Javier Lopez on the mound right now for the Giants. Quick 1-0 here. Here's the pitch from Straub. That ball is in there for a strike now, 1-1 to Kyle Bowe. One pitch here. That ball's down in the dirt, bounces off the plate. Nice job by Alvarez to keep it in front of him. Two balls, one strike, two out. Kyle Bowe at the plate with runners at the corners. Two runs already across here for Seattle in an 8-4 ball game, top of the ninth. From Tiger Field. That ball is chopped down the third baseline, foul. It'll be 2-2. And Straub trying to keep the lead or keep the deficit right where it is with a runner on third and two down. Gets the sign from Alvarez. Comes set and he's ready. Here's the 2-2. That ball is just fouled off. A very defensive swing there from Bo. Out of play down the right field line. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men on, runners on the corners. In the top of the ninth here, Christian Straub trying to get out of the ninth. That ball's down in the dirt. And Alvarez, another nice job blocking that one. And we're going to have a full count here. 3-2 with two down, so the runner on first will get a head start. Outfield playing pretty much straight away. Labou partially guarding the line at third. That ball is flied out to right. Heath takes a couple steps back, but then comes back in, and that's a routine can of corn. That'll end the inning. Two runs across for Seattle. It's 8-4. We're headed to the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merritt. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land,
but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Marvel as an owl flies inches from your head, see a porcupine up close, and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the ninth here in Redding at Tiger Field. Colt 45's down 8-4, and they're going to face Jacob Howard. He's going to try and close it out for him. Because you've got the 2-3-4 hitters in the lineup. That's going to be Ahern, Ethan Williams, your DH right fielder and center fielder so far, Ahern. 1-for-4 with a single. And here's the pitch. He takes it in there for a strike. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 swung and fouled back to the fence by Ahern. A quick 0-2. Ahern, of course, down at CSU Monterey Bay. Just finished his freshman season there after a great career with the Anderson Cubs here in the North State. We've got Cubs, Cougars, and Wolves on the 45s this year. And here's the 0-2. And he grounds it to short, deep in the hole, and he is out of there. Nice play at short by Seattle shortstop Jacob Prater. That's the first out of the inning. 6-3 put out there. So Hunter Heath will step in with one out, nobody on, in an 8-4 ball game. I want to remind you tonight's game brought to you by Foothill Distributing and Budweiser. Budweiser asks you to make a plan to make it home. Hunter Heath swings and misses on a mighty cut there on the first pitch, 0-1. 45s like to thank Budweiser for their support of the 45s on the radio here all summer long. You can get the full schedule on RiddingColt45s.com. We've got 5 games this week, Wednesday through Friday, or Wednesday through Sunday, I should say. Check your schedule, RiddingColt45s.com. We've got a youth camp next week for all the kids, so definitely check that out. Swing and a miss there by Heath on a ball down and away. It's now 1-2. Williams on deck. He's singled, doubled, and walked, been on base 3 times out of 4 plate appearances. Here's the 1-2 swing and fouled back by Heath. Heath out of Oklahoma Baptist, 6-2 lefty. About to see a 1-2 here. That ball is high and away for a ball 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, bottom of the ninth here. 45 is looking to get a rally started. That ball is outside now, 3-2. They'd settle for a walk here. They need base runners down 4. It's an 8-4 deficit. With 1 out here. And that ball is driven deep to left field. Got a beat on it, and he's going to make the play. So nice job out there on a well-hit ball. but McKeithen pulls it in. Score that one, fly out to number 7. And the last hope here for the 45s is going to be center fielder Ryan Williams, as we mentioned. 2 for 3 with a walk. Singled in the second. Grounded out to third in the fourth. Threw a walk in the fifth and doubled in the seventh. He's 2 for 3. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. That'll be strike one. Next game will be Wednesday night at 7:15 start time right here on KCNR. That ball is low and inside for ball one. You can get every game all summer long. This is game number 6 of 45. They'll all be here on KCNR 1460 and live streaming on KCNR1460.com all around the world for those of you not here in the Northern California area. That ball is in there for a strike, breaking ball. 1 and 2 now as 45s are down to their last strike. You know, what's been a tough weekend series here for the visiting Seattle Studs. 3 very close, well-played ball games. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that'll end the game. So the final score for you here tonight, Seattle 8, Reading 4, as they complete the 3-game sweep. We'll be right back after about 2-minute break here on KCNR 1460 with your Colt 45's postgame show.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
And we welcome you into the Colt 45's postgame show here. Final score, Seattle 8, Reading 4, as they finish the 3-game sweep here. 3 very close, very well-played games. A lot of great pitching and defense here, and some timely hitting by Seattle was the difference. 45's with some hard luck losses, and they're going to come back on Wednesday night against the Novato Knicks. A 2-game set against Novato on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday and Saturday against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, and then a Sunday 6 o'clock start against the Reading Tigers here. I want to give you your winning pitcher of the night is Jacob Howard, as they took the lead for good in the sixth inning. And your losing pitcher for the Colt 45s is going to be Jeff Angelo. But, a tough loss tonight, 8-4, as the Seattle Studs scored in each of the last 5 innings, 2 in the fifth, 2 in the ninth, and 1 each in the sixth, seventh, and eighth, as the bullpen just unable to keep the lead where it was. But 45's offense pretty much single-handedly tonight was Jonathan Alvarez, as he went 2 for 3, I should say, had a sacrifice fly in an RBI, also had a single and a double with 2 runs scored and a loud line out in the eighth inning to center field. So some nice at-bats and a nice night behind the plate for him defensively, as he was digging balls out of the dirt all night. But 45's just couldn't get enough offense going. unfortunately dropped the game here tonight, 8-4. Again, our next game will be Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Going to have a whole bunch of games here for you the rest of the season. This is game 6 of 45. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Again, hear us here on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. You can listen to me on the NorCal Sports Hour, 6 to 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. We'll be talking all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, Raiders, and all your local high school standouts. But, again, your final score here, 8-4 Seattle, as they win all three here this weekend. Tough break losses for the 45s. I want to thank you for listening and thank all of our sponsors here, Foothill Distributing, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Redding Kia. Once again, your final score, Seattle 8, Redding 4. We'll see you again on Wednesday night on Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Here and everybody's in shock. He did the lecture.
Yeah.
I mean,
he didn't know what to do.
Numb to this stuff? Are we just becoming numb?
Well, this was back in Kennedy. Talking about numb.
We were numb
freaked.
Then. Yes,
we were freaked.
Right. We were. I remember I was coming out of class, going to my locker. Library was open and everybody was in watching the television. Said it was 2 something or other in the afternoon. School had gotten up, and we all didn't leave. The buses went empty because everybody went to the library to watch what was going on in Dallas.
Right. So, but.